2. Now, the National Prosecuting Authority on Sunday denied newspaper reports that there was a finalized indictment of charges of money laundering against Mineral Resources Minister Mosibenzi Zwane and members of the Gupta family. This, of course, follows the Sunday Times report that Zwane, along with Atul, Rajesh and Ajay Gupta, were due to be charged with money laundering in a matter of weeks. The Hawks are currently investigating allegations of 220 million rand in fraud in connection with a dairy project in Vrede in the Free State, which was meant to empower small black farmers. Last week, several news sites revealed that Kreisnau's Lust Farm near Vrede was placed under the curatorship of the NPA's asset forfeiture unit. Well, to get clarity on exactly where we are at, one, with the investigation, and two, just the factual situation around whether there is in fact an indictment or not, I'm joined on the line by the Hawks spokesperson, Brigadier Hangwane Mulaudzi, as well as the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson, Luvuyo Mfako. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karim. Good evening.
Hi, Mr. Mulaudzi, let's start with you. Can you just give us an update on where the investigations are at, with specific reference to state capture as it relates to Mr. Zwane and also the Gupta brothers?
Well, as you would know, Karima, we deal with case numbers. And unfortunately, I'm not in a position to name people who are of interest in our investigations. My brief was that we're going to be talking about the Fred matter, and hence I agreed that I will be coming to your program just to enlighten the public that how far we are with this investigation. And that is to say that we were in the Free State on Friday with the Department of Agriculture and the Premier's office. We then went to Vrede on Saturday and we wrapped up everything on Sunday. We were taking statements from the beneficiaries. We are happy with what we came back with. Currently what we are doing is just to do a systematic analysis of all the statements and the seized items, whereupon we have completed, it will then be added into the docket, which will then be forwarded to the MPA for a decision.
Now, just for our listeners' sake, Brigadier Mulaudzi, just explain the process of at what point does the Hawks hand over an investigation to the NPA? Because there's often confusion. And because we've had more activity now, or at least activity that you prepared to release comment on in the last, let's say, week than we've had, let's say, in the last 6 years. Just give us a sense of what exactly is it that you've investigated. At what point in an investigation, for example, do you raid, a place? At what point is it a turning point where you say you believe you now have enough information that you can take to the NPA confidently and say, we need you to now proceed and prosecute?
Of course, yeah. So let me just short, but I think it's something that is very critical. A case is opened. There's a case management system that is put in place. As you would know that we play, we work together with the NPA. So, of course, they will sit down and have a plan and how they're going to tackle whatever case has been opened. Investigators will go out, get information, come back to the prosecutors most of the time just to get guidance on how we move forward with whatever investigation that we're doing. Then we will, if there is an issue where there is a search and seizure, it shows that there is an element of criminality that has taken place. We do apply that through the guidance of the MPA to a magistrate or a judge. Who will then be granted, we go and seize whatever items we have stipulated in the warrant itself. Once everything has been done, if there are not any other instructions from the NPA, that is when then we might then decide, no, not to decide, but that only must come to a finale to say the matter has now been finalized. It is now upon the hands of the MPA to then take it forward from there.
Am I understanding you correctly, Brigadier Mulaotsi, when you're saying that throughout this process, when you're investigating, you are actually in touch with the prosecutors, and that the idea is that the investigation obviously results in either charges being brought or the NPA saying that you don't have enough of a case to go forward, but you do keep them in the loop. It's not a process where you proceed and only at the end of it all do you then engage with the NPA. Am I correct? Is my understanding correct?
You are very much correct. What we normally call it as our investigations, we term them as prosecutorial-led investigation.
Yes.
Because they are the ones who have got the knowledge in terms of the law.
Mm.
We do the criminal part of the investigations, but because the cases that we deal with are complex cases, it's always good to have a prosecutor who will be assigned to that docket or to that case, leading and giving guidance from the NPA point of view. From our side, we do the investigations, and there is synergy, which also assists us to make sure that if there are any problems that we encounter, there is always somebody to assist us in that regard.
Now, let's go specifically now to the case of the Vrede Dairy Farm. Where are we exactly now? Have you, together with the NPA, in consultation, are you at a stage where you can hand over this investigation and where charges are likely to be proffered?
Well, I wouldn't want to jump the gun, but the fact of the matter is that, as far as I know, is that this could be the last stage of our investigation. Unless otherwise, the MPA can come and say, no, maybe you should go back and get something else. But to me, I think we have finalized everything. Then after that, once we are done with our own submissions, that will go into the docket. That is when the National Prosecuting Authority will then make a decision.
Okay, now, obviously, you've said that you don't want to mention names. You are referring to individual cases. But, I mean, in the public's mind, the person at the heart of this, of course, was the then MEC for Agriculture, which was, of course, Mosibenzi Zwane. And, of course, you also raided the Premier's office, and there was a good reason for it because, of course, this matter was signed off out of the Premier's office because this was also involving another country. People had gone to India to supposedly look at whether there can be a partnership between an Indian dairy farm and this farm here. So I want to understand, would it be correct then to say that we are talking about Mr. Magashule and we are talking about Mr. Zwane? Because it's logical. I'm not asking you to reveal stuff that will jeopardize the investigation. But I mean, it is as clear as daylight, isn't it? It is as clear as daylight, isn't it?
Not as such, madam. Not as such.
So who is it?
Let's talk about officials without naming names. Let's talk about officials. Those are the ones that we are investigating.
Okay.
And then those officials, of course, once everything has been finalized, I'm quite sure the entire country would know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last time when we spoke, you said that you had spoken to quite a few people and there were others that you weren't prepared to mention, right? So at the time, you said you had spoken with Themba Maseko, you had spoken with Feki Mentua, you had spoken with Mthebisi Jonas. Can I now ask you, in light of the fact that you did raid the dairy farm, that you did go to the Premier's office, have you questioned Mr. Magashule and Mr. Zwane?
I can't go into those details purely because I would be compromising now the information that still needs to go to court.
Okay.
That is why I'm saying, much as there is this interest to know who has spoken to and everything, let us... for lack of a better word, respect, the human rights elements when it comes to the laws of this country, when it comes to suspects being investigated and all those kind of things. We are not allowed to mention names, and I don't want us to get into that space.
Okay, now we know that the Democratic Alliance has obviously laid charges against various individuals. Mose Benziswane is one of them. Now, you are, of course, obligated to investigate these cases. Can you confirm that you are investigating the charges that the DA has laid against Mose Benziswane, the case that they've opened against him?
There's a lot of cases that are within our own space. Yes, those cases that have been brought to our attention, I can confidently say they are being investigated.
All right. So that's another way of saying, yes, I am. We are investigating Mr. Zwane without you having to compromise your integrity. I get that. Let me bring Advocate Mfako in here. Advocate, you, of course, have been very adamant that the NPA has not as yet issued any indictments against anyone. We have seen the Sunday Times saying, accused number one. When I spoke with you earlier this afternoon, you said to me, that looks like the DA indictment. Now, we, of course, know that the DA can't indict anyone. Only the NPA can do this. So what is the factual position, Advocate Mfako?
Karima, there is no indictment that has been drafted in respect of the dairy project matter. As the GM Lahuza has indicated that the investigation are at an advanced stage. They were finalizing some issues during the weekend relating to the matter. Once they have finalized the analysis, they will bring the docket to the prosecutors. Then the prosecutors will be in a position to decide who should be prosecuted on what charges and then draft an indictment on those bases.
Okay.
You're correct on saying that it's only the National Prosecuting Authority. There's a single National Prosecuting Authority. There is no organization whatsoever that can draft indictments. But what has happened with the DA, if you still recall, on the 24th of August 2017, they went to the Hawks head office and said they have given them an indictment. What surfaced today through the media is exactly the same as that indictment that the DA forwarded to the Hawks. According to them, it's an indictment of which it is not the NPA. So we've got nothing whatsoever to do with that purported indictment. It was handed by the DA to the Hawks. The NPA played no role in whatsoever in formulating that kind of a document.
Mm-hmm. Now, I spoke to the Sunday Times, one of the Sunday Times reporters, Mzilikazi wa Africa. He's not able to come onto the program because he's busy in Attridgeville now with a live television program. But he was very comfortable in me saying the following things on air, which I'm going to put to you, Advocate Mfako. He said, first of all, the story that they worked on and the indictment that they're talking about has absolutely nothing to do with the DA. He said that it actually comes from inside the prosecuting authority. And he said to me that I could put that to you. I am now putting that to you. What is your response?
Well, he should have availed himself. We challenged them yesterday. We said, bring this indictment to the fore. Mm. That South Africans actually see it. And then this document that was, purported to be a DA document, surfaced today. And in fact, the characters, count, accused number 1 to 4, is the same as what is reported in the Sunday Times. And all the people that are listed in the Sunday Times as supposed accused, it's exactly the same as that document. And that is not an NPA document. There is no indictment. I challenge Mr. Bigazi to bring that indictment that comes from the NPA. We don't draft indictments in that particular fashion. There's a way in which we draft indictments. It is not an indictment, and it is only the NPA that can produce an indictment on criminal matters.
Mm. Now, of course, you have been busy with the asset forfeiture unit, and that's, of course, a civil process. Brigadier Mulauti was speaking about criminal activities. The two are separate. So let's put aside the asset forfeiture unit's work, which, of course, is also the work of the NPA because it falls under you. Let's talk about your work with the Hawks, because he was saying that it's prosecution-led. The idea is to take cases that can actually be won in court. As far as the NPA is concerned, are you very close to being able to make a determination who's going to be criminally charged?
Let me correct my colleague, Gadim Laudze. It's not prosecutor-led. It is prosecutor-guided. If we're saying prosecutor-led, it would mean that we are leading the investigation. The investigation of crime falls within their realm. It is and is prosecutor-guided, meaning the investigators conduct their investigation and then they come to prosecutors and the prosecutors would look at it and from a prosecutorial perspective and advise what evidence and what methodologies, investigative methodologies that they can employ. Remember, when you're conducting an investigation, there are conventional and unconventional methods. So it is for those who would actually present the matter in court who would advise whether to use unconventional and whether there are those applications when you use unconventional methods that are necessary to be drafted by prosecutors. We actually render that necessary assistance in terms of guiding. As far as the issue of how far is the process, we have said the investigation is at an advanced stage. When they present the docket, the prosecutors will be in a position to identify and to analyze and identify if a decision to prosecute anyone is taken. They'll be in a position to identify what charges to prefer, against whom.
Now, a lot of people have argued that some of the reasons why we haven't seen any activity on some of these cases is because both your institutions were severely compromised at leadership level. We've had at the Hawks the removal of a Hawks head to be replaced by an acting Hawks head. In the case of the NPA, we have a court ruling around removals of individuals who headed up the NPA. And of course, also we've got an entire court ruling now on whether or not the president can in fact appoint a national prosecuting authority head, and that matters are before the court. So there is a context in which we need to understand this. This is why I wanted the two of you together on this program. Now, Advocate Mvako is saying not prosecutorially led, guided. Brigadier Mulaudzi, you are saying prosecutorially led. Which is it?
Well, it could be an issue of, of English, it's my second language. Yeah, but it's correct to say that it's prosecutorial guided investigation. Going back to your initial question, our investigations have been on, kick-started years back, I think in 2013, 2014. There are a lot of challenges that, like any other organization, that we will always encounter, where you might lose members, others are honest for a supply chain where you have to appoint auditors and all those kinds of things. Sometimes these things take long to be finalized. In terms of members, you have to get a new person to come in. He has to first go and familiarize himself with what is happening. To say that, there is this political drive that is making us to now seem to be doing our work, I think it's just politics. We have been talking about the investigation for a very long time. It's just that people were not seeing the results of what was happening, and we were also not prepared, to give out too much in terms of what we are doing. But with this thing happening now, of course, it's now being purported as if, there is this political drive that is pushing us to do these things. And I want to really dismiss that as politics.
Okay, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you about what you're dismissing and not dismissing, but what is very crystal clear is that we have had more activity on these investigations in the last few weeks than we literally have had in the last 6 years. That you cannot argue about. Advocate Mfako, Some people argue that the ping pong that is being played between the NPA and the Hawks is just a delaying tactic, and that you've been doing this for years, and this is how you've managed to not do anything and sit on your hands as a prosecuting authority. There has been allegations that the NPA is politically motivated. In the case of Pravin Gordhan, it was very hard for you to escape that, you know, allegation. I'm going to put it to you now. At what point does the NPA call it in terms of these investigations, given the fact that, like I said, we've had more activity now in the last few weeks than we've had in the last 6 years? These things are not new, and yet the progress has come at a snail's pace.
Look, people must really understand and give credit where credit is due.
There's no credit for the NPA yet.
Give me space to outline my position. Let me take you back. The Public Protector's Report was released in 2016, I think October, November. In terms of Section 6 and 8 of the Public Protector Act, it has to be forwarded to the National Director. The National Director received that report in January. He started it, he referred it to the head of SCU, Malini Kazan. Malini looked at it and advised the National Director that there are reasons to believe that some acts of criminality are possible, and therefore a criminality.
I'm so sorry. We're unfortunately out of time. We have to pay the bills. I have to cut you there, but of course we will have you back on when there is progress on these matters. That's, of course, Advocate Mfako, Luvuyo Mfako, the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson, and he was also accompanied on that interview by the Hawk spokesperson, Brigadier Hangwani Mulaotsi, both men, of course, speaking to us there about the investigations and the legal processes underway relating to state capture allegations.